Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a student giving a talk about a trip to see some seabirds called puffins.
Last weekend, I went with my family to some islands off the coast to see some seabirds called puffins. These birds are really cute. Their beaks are orange, grey and yellow, and their bodies are black and white. The people around there call them sea parrots. It's because of their colours. But puffins actually make me think of clowns. People sometimes laugh at puffins when they see the way they walk. On land, they look a bit silly, but in the water, they swim very fast. You can find some great videos online that show how they use their wings when they're flying in the air. We went out on a boat to the islands to see the puffins. Their breeding season's from May to July. That's when they have their babies. In the winter, they go out to sea, and they aren't seen again until the following spring. Puffins make nests for their babies in the ground, just like rabbits do. It means you can't see the babies, but when they do come out of the nest, the adult puffins have to make sure the babies aren't caught by bigger seabirds or rats. Puffin numbers have been falling on the islands due to fishing and climate change, which is a real shame. Last year, there were nearly 80,000 on the islands. This was the same number as the previous year, but lower than other years, when around 100,000 arrived. You can't get too close to the puffins, as it can scare them, but volunteers are always needed to count them. I love to help with that. Also, if you're interested in photography, you might get close enough to them to photograph them more easily. If you want to go and see the puffins,
Now listen again.
Last weekend, I went with my family to some islands off the coast to see some seabirds called puffins. These birds are really cute. Their beaks are orange, grey and yellow, and their bodies are black and white. The people around there call them sea parrots. It's because of their colours, but puffins actually make me think of clowns. People sometimes laugh at puffins when they see the way they walk. On land, they look a bit silly, but in the water, they swim very fast. You can find some great videos online that show how they use their wings when they're flying in the air. We went out on a boat to the islands to see the puffins. Their breeding season's from May to July. That's when they have their babies. In the winter, they go out to sea, and they aren't seen again until the following spring. Puffins make nests for their babies in the ground, just like rabbits do. It means you can't see the babies, but when they do come out of the nest, the adult puffins have to make sure the babies aren't caught by bigger seabirds or rats. Puffin numbers have been falling on the islands due to fishing and climate change, which is a real shame. Last year, there were nearly 80,000 on the islands. This was the same number as the previous year, but lower than other years, when around 100,000 arrived. You can't get too close to the puffins, as it can scare them, but volunteers are always needed to count them. I love to help with that. Also, if you're interested in photography, you might get close enough to them to photograph them more easily. If you want to go and see the puffins,
That is the end of part 3.